Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi, pre-recorded for Shabbat Vet Hanan, is holding in Zevachim chapter 8, Mishnayot 6 and 7 today. Dam Shnit Arev Bamayim. What if someone had collected the blood from an offering from the neck of the animal, and then some water got mixed in to that vessel? So im yeshbo mare dam, if it still looks like blood, it's not so diluted that it looks like diluted blood, kosher. It is still kosher to be applied to the mizbeach, and the offering will go through. Nit arav b'yayin. What if it was mixed with wine? Roin oto. We consider it ki'ilu hu mayim, as if the wine were water. Now the thing is, the wine we're talking about is red wine, because only red wine was used for libations for nesachim on the mizbeach. So adding red wine to red blood will not change the appearance. So they treat it as if it were water. So if enough wine fell into this receptacle with the blood in it to change the appearance, if that wine had been water, then it's no longer fit for the altar. Now, in a similar case, the Mishnah adds, Nit arav bedam behema. If the blood from the sacrificial offering was mixed with blood from just a regular animal that was not a sacrifice, maybe someone brought in that blood to the temple courtyard by mistake, obedam haya, or even blood from a haya, from a wild animal like a deer, roin oto, we will consider it ke'ilu hu maim, as if the foreign blood that shouldn't be there, as if it's water. So if there was enough water, if the same volume of water would change the appearance of the sacrificial blood, then it would be problematic. But if it would still look like the original blood, it could still be applied to the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says an amazing thing. Eim dam mevatel dam. Adding in extra blood does not change the validity of the original blood. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion touches on a very important concept in kashrus about bittul, about nullifying something that fell into your pot. And Rabbi Yehuda holds is min bimino is never bottle. If it's the same taste, the same item, blood into blood, it's never mevatel. It does not eliminate the original blood that's there. So both of them are still extant. And actually, Rabbi Yehuda learns this from the avoda of Yom Kippur. Now, part of the Yom Kippur service is blood from a goat and blood from an ox are mixed into the same vessel, and when they're applied to the mizbeach, it's as if both of them are still there, even though the ox typically has much more blood that comes out during shechita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you had just a little bit of the original valid blood mixed in with other blood, as long as it's not problematic other blood, then it would still be applied to the mizbeach. Let's go on to Mishnah Zayin. Nitarv bedam psulin. But if the original blood from the offering was mixed with pusel blood, blood from an unfit offering that cannot be used, yishafech la'ama. It has to be poured into the channel of water, sort of the drainage canal that went through the temple courtyard. Bedam tamtzit, or if the original valid blood, which was from the lifeblood of the sacrificial animal, it should go on the mizbeach, it was mixed with dam tamtzit. Now, dam tamtzit is blood that oozes out after the animal's already passed away. So the blood we want to capture, the Kohanim want to capture to apply to the mizbeach, is the lifeblood. The blood that's coming out of the neck of the animal at the time of the shechita, at the time of the offering. And blood that's oozing out by itself later when the animal's lying lifeless and motionless is not really usable for the mizbeach. So here too, yeshafech la'ama, the blood should be poured into the drainage canal. Rabbi Eliezer says that damatamsit is okay. If it's mixed with the regular lifeblood, then damatamsit is still blood from the animal. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is a gezeira de rabbanan. The rabbis decreed we don't apply this blood to the mizbeach, but the decree was only when it's mixed with invalid blood, with dam psulim, the first case. With dam tamsit, it's not such an issue, and they would allow that. And finally, the Mishnah adds, im lo nimlach, if the Kohen didn't ask what to do, and, you know, he just went ahead and did it and applied a mixture in either case, whether it was kosher blood mixed with a little bit of pusel blood, that's rabbinically not allowed because people might apply just blood from a pusel to the altar, or kosher blood mixed with dam tamsit, with blood that oozed out later, and someone went ahead and Cohen went ahead and he did it, didn't know, but not done, he put it on his back, kosher. We still say the zarika is valid because after the, you know, b'dieved, blood from the appropriate blood from the animal did go on the mizbeach, and it was simply a gezeira de rabbanan not to apply dam tamsit or a dam from a pusel. So we say the offering does go through. Yishar kochachim, Shabbat shalom.